Welcome to the Recovering Nice Guy Podcast. This is the place for nice guys who are ready to kick the habit of people-pleasing and ditch those self-sabotaging behaviors for good. Now, here's your host, me, Chuck Chapman.
I used to be really anxious, especially when it came to talking to other people. I'm not a big fan of small talk. I am an introvert by nature. And this lack of enthusiasm really held me back in building my confidence. I realize that many nice guys also struggle with communication skills, which undermines their confidence in their interactions, whether it's with a member of the opposite sex, their boss, their spouse. Now, for me, I was always worried about saying the wrong thing. It's tempting when you feel like that to just say nothing at all. This hesitation limits your ability to be able to ask for what you need in a way that brings positive outcome. As a result, lacking strong communication skills can really diminish your confidence when it comes to making requests. I'm going to share with you five basic skills that you can start today that will help you enhance your communication. If you lack self-confidence, you're probably not assertive. And without assertiveness, it's going to be a challenge for you to achieve what you desire in life, love, money, and sex. Many nice guys struggle with low self-confidence, which often leads to a lack of assertiveness. And it's important to understand that confidence and assertiveness are not the same thing. Assertiveness is a skill that can be learned, while confidence is a feeling that's developed as a result of mastering a skill. For example, let's say you're really good at something, fixing cars, for example. This ability is a skill, meaning you had to learn it. Somebody had to teach you. It wasn't an innate ability that you were born with. Being proficient in repairing cars gives you confidence. You had to learn, trial and error. Probably read books, maybe watch some videos. The point is that you develop this skill. Now, if somebody comes along and they ask you to help them fix their car, you're probably going to feel pretty confident because you know you have the necessary expertise and skill set to help them. On the other hand, if you don't have the skills, if you're not trained in mechanics and somebody hands you a screwdriver and says, "Go fix that car," you're not going to feel very confident. You're not going to feel confident because A, you don't have the skill set, and B, you don't even know how to use the tools. And that's the thing about confidence and assertiveness is when you learn the art of communication, when you take the tools that you learn and acquire there, you're going to learn to be assertive. And when you master assertiveness, you're going to be able to master life. Now, I used to be really anxious, especially when it came to talking to other people. I'm not a big fan of small talk. I'm an introvert by nature. And this lack of enthusiasm really held me back in building my confidence. I realize that many nice guys also struggle with communication skills, which undermines their confidence in their interactions, whether it's with a member of the opposite sex, their boss, their spouse. Now, for me, I was always worried about saying the wrong thing. It's tempting when you feel like that to just say nothing at all. This hesitation limits your ability to be able to ask for what you need in a way that brings positive outcome. As a result, lacking strong communication skills can really diminish your confidence when it comes to making requests. Now, the good news is that communication is a skill, and you can learn the skill of communication. And when you learn the skill of communication, you'll be able to assert yourself confidently and ask for what you want and have conversations with people. Communication skills, like any skill, requires practice. It requires learning so that you can build your confidence in the area of that skill set. Now, when it comes to nice guys and women, we often experience a spike in our anxiety. Now, this anxiety stems from our lack of communication skills and our ability to be assertive, which then diminishes our confidence, makes us appear insecure. And because women are security-seeking creatures, when she sees us being insecure, guess what? That's not going to be attractive. And when we feel she's not attracted to us, all that's going to do is make us feel that much more insecure. However, when you learn to master communication skills and you take the tools and you apply them to your life, you will start to see an increase in your confidence in being able to communicate and to be assertive. Now, I want to offer you a few tools that you can implement immediately and will help you improve the skill set of communication. Remember, this is not the ultimate solution for communication. These are just a few skills to get you started. You need to continuously refine the skills and the art of communication. And there's so many great resources out there, whether it's a masterclass or it's a book or videos, whatever. And one of my favorite books on communication is a book called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Now, Chris Voss is a former FBI hostage negotiator, and he's adapted his experience into everyday negotiation principles. Now, he asserts that everything is a negotiation, which really resonates with me because I believe that all of our behavior is about trying to get a need met. It's important to understand the need of the person in front of you, because if you're interested in filling their needs, you're going to build rapport, and rapport builds trust, and trust is everything when it comes to human connection. Now, I don't have time to go into all the depths about all the skills that Chris talks about in his book, but I'm going to share a few key insights to get you started. My advice is you start prioritizing communication. Read the books, take the classes, make learning communication skills your number one priority, and that's going to skyrocket your ability to feel confident and to be assertive in pretty much any situation, because you're just going to know what to say, how to interact, and you're not going to have the anxiety that comes up when you're faced with talking with someone. And just like any skill, it requires proficiency of repetition, education, and continuous trial and error. Now I'm going to share with you five basic skills that you can start today that will help you enhance your communication. Number one is learn to ask open-ended questions. Now, an open-ended question requires more than a simple yes or no answer. It encourages the other person to provide a thoughtful response. For example, if you first meet someone, you might ask, "What do you do for fun?" Or, "What's been the highlight of your week so far?" Or, "How do you typically like to spend your weekends?" Now, if you're at an event and there's small talk going on, you might say something like, "What brings you to this event? Have you ever been involved in this type of event before? What do you think about the speaker or performer, or if there was one?" These are just open-ended questions. Now, if you're on a date, especially first dates, that's when nice guys tend to get a lot of anxiety. They just don't know what to say. But if you practice asking open-ended questions, such as, "What's your favorite way to spend a Saturday?" Or, "What are you binge watching on Netflix right now?" Or maybe even, "If you could travel anywhere, where would you want to go?" These types of open-ended questions are going to help the other person open the conversation. Now, the second basic skill for improving communication is mastering the art of labeling. Labeling involves making an observation about the other person's state or feelings. Phrases like "it sounds like," "it looks like," "it seems like" are commonly used. Depending on your learning style, you'll find one more comfortable than the other. For example, I'm an auditory learner, so I'll often say something like, "It sounds like," you know, whatever's going on. If I'm with somebody who has low energy, for example, I might say something like, "It seems like you're kind of tired." Or if they give me a short answer, I might say something like, "Sounds like you're not really interested in this topic." By simply labeling the observation, you're showing an engagement, and the engagement is going to build rapport, which is going to help you feel connected. And when you feel connected, you're going to have more confidence in the communication. Now, the third crucial skill is understanding the power of the pause. Pause gives the other person a moment to process what you just said. Now, for many of us, particularly nice guys, we start to feel anxious when there's silence. We interpret the silence as negative. However, after you ask a question, something like, "What's the best show you've ever binged watched on Netflix?" It's important then to hold the space and allow the other person to think. They're likely recalling what they've been watching or what their favorite show is that they've watched in the past. They're not judging you. They're thinking about the question. Another valuable technique is something called mirroring, and this involves just repeating the last few words that the other person said in the form of a question or encouragement to elaborate. For example, if they say, "I don't binge watch shows," you could respond with something like, "You don't binge watch shows?" Now, this might lead them to reveal more information about their preference. They might say, "No, I prefer to read." Great, because now you have more information and you can ask an open-ended question related to that. "Oh, what are some of your favorite books that you've ever read?" And then pause and invite further discussion that deepens the conversation. Finally, you want to consider the impact of tone in your communication. Your tone of voice can significantly affect how your message is received. A higher pitched tone is going to sound more interesting, whereas a lower pitched tone is going to sound maybe a little judging. For example, let's say you say, "You don't binge watch shows," versus "You don't binge watch shows." Tone is so important and how you transfer that. So you really want to work on your tone and the way that you communicate. Now, as I said, these are just a few basic effective communication techniques that you can use in your interactions. So open-ended questions, labeling, sounds like, looks like, a pause, mirroring, "You don't watch shows," and tone of voice. "You don't watch shows?" Now, don't just stop here. If you're aiming for self-confidence and assertiveness, you got to learn communication skills. Like I said, classes, get a coach, or just do some reading around it. But practice wherever you go. Start with an open-ended question, then label, then pause, and then mirror, and then use your tone of voice. And if you like this video, check out one that I did just a little while ago on ADHD and the Nice Guy. I think you're going to like it. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time on the Recovering Nice Guy.
You've been listening to the Nice Guy Recovery Podcast with your host, Chuck Chapman. If you're looking to take your Nice Guy Recovery deeper, be sure to check out www.chuckchapman.com to find out how you and I can squash your Nice Guy behaviors once and for all.